This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Hundreds of psychologists and mental health experts are in New York helping people cope with the trauma and grief caused by last week's tragedy. It's a complicated, drawn-out process for all, including the counselors, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
People respond to grief and trauma in different ways and at different times, and many people cannot yet cope with the enormity of the tragedy they've been through. Psychologist Nina Thomas specializes in trauma and has volunteered with the Red Cross at Ground Zero since last Tuesday. She says that for rescue workers in particular, there has been no time to think about what they're going through. There is a job to do. And even when rescue workers do sit down and take a break, Thomas says many are in denial about how the disaster is affecting them.
There are some people who are going to say they're fine when they're not, as, for example, one worker I saw the other night who had been sitting and sobbing. And when I sat down and asked if I could just sit down and join him, he proceeded to look at me and tell me he was fine.
And it's not only those on the rescue team. Many survivors of the disaster are also coping now by detaching. Thomas was recently called in to help workers at a major corporation that used to be in the World Trade Center complex.
And when I got there to do it, there was no one who was looking for any kind of help. And I think within that industry, which is the financial industry, people tend to be more geared to helping themselves by doing than by stopping and sort of sitting down and thinking about what's gone on.
And Thomas says counselors have to be careful not to push people to confront their feelings before they're ready. This week, other mental health experts warned against the technique of debriefing, where people are compelled to relive and discuss the experience shortly afterward. But ultimately, Thomas says people will face the possibility of long-term emotional problems if they don't begin to confront the terrible tragedy they have suffered.
Unprocessed, without words, will keep recurring, because words enable us to represent the experience and be able to get some distance from it.
This means counselors will need to be available over the next few months, maybe even a year. But for now, Dr. Spencer F. says there's still a lot counselors can do. F. directs psychiatric services for St. Vincent's Catholic Medical Center, the hospital closest to the tragedy site, which has seen most of its victims and most of the families searching for loved ones. Eth says what counselors can do now is help people rely on the psychological tools they already have.
It's our job to help talk about the other ways that people have coped in the past, to remind them of the importance of resting, connecting with other family members and friends, and doing all the usual things that can help sustain somebody in a time of tragedy.
And help them get through day to day. When people are finally ready to cope with their deeper feelings about the disaster, F. says it will be particularly complicated for counselors because many people are suffering symptoms of both grief and trauma.
That will interfere with grief work, because whenever one thinks about the person who died, then there are memories of the horrible mode of death. And so that can interfere with the reminiscing that is an important aspect of doing grief work.
And as enormous as this tragedy is, F. says that for most people, symptoms of grief and trauma will fade with time. About a third could suffer symptoms of acute stress much longer, things like being jittery and irritable, having difficulty sleeping, relating to others. For these people, longer-term therapy may be needed. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.